If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Zippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush, and Mike Schaefer with you.
Schaefer.
Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring.
The Co.
At Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. Yes, The Co.
The Co.
The Co.
NEBCO. NEBCO.
Thank you to NEBCO. Yes. Also, by the way, if you do want a place to watch the NFL draft tonight, great location in South Lincoln, Liquid Asset Sports
Liquid.
Bar and Grill. They're going to have great specials. They have 23 beers on tap. They've got a great bourbon selection also, high-end whiskey, and wonderful food. Hamburgers,
whiskey.
They've got wonderful handheld sandwiches. If you have not been there yet, it's a
handheld
great...
Handheld sandwiches.
Well,
tell me where to go, Jake. Where is this place?
Liquid Asset, Sports Bar and Grill, 27th and Jamie Lane.
Thank you.
So walk us through the handheld sandwiches again.
I should have said that. On the menu, it lists as handheld. Just... sandwiches.
How
hamburgers.
Else would you do that?
Hamburgers, sandwiches.
Often you eat sandwiches
with
a spatula.
A
spatula. You deliver it to your mouth with the spatula. Then you.
So if you want
to
eat a sandwich with your hand, this is the place you want to go. If you want to pick it up with your hand.
No frills kind of place.
Yes.
Please watch the draft tonight. And
not handcrafted, handheld.
They say handheld sandwiches.
Does somebody else hold the sandwich before you get your hands on it?
I suppose so.
Liquid taking a turn.
Liquid Asset Sports Bar and Grill, 27th and Jamie Lane. Please watch the game there tonight or the draft today.
It's a great idea.
Tomorrow and Saturday. I saw an interesting story from CBS Sports regarding NIL and the NFL draft and how much it's affected the draft. This was from yesterday. In 2021, 128 college players gave up the remaining college eligibility and declared for the draft. 24 of those were drafted in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
28 players went undrafted, and the median underclassman pick in that draft was about the fourth round.
Mm.
Last year, 58 underclassmen, so 70 fewer than 3 years before. Only 5 of those players went undrafted. The median draft pick was 61st, so end of the second round. Their point was it might be harder to find some hidden gems at the end of the draft because less players are in.
Yeah.
The draft, right?
Good point.
How would you assess that?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. The biggest reason thing is that you can stick around.
Mm-hmm. Players are sticking around.
There's no reason. You see it in basketball like crazy. Older rosters and different avenues like that. So you see players going like, you know what? If you leave for fifth round money, however you're doing it in school, you're making more money in college than you are as a fourth or fifth rounder. You don't get much money. You understand what that signing bonus is so limited. And then you talk, by the time you get done with taxes, agent, all this stuff, you're going like, hang on a second. And there's always the risk.
The possibility of getting cut.
When you go past the first, second, third round, especially they'll cut you. Six rounders get cut all the time. You'll mm-hmm. see a guy get drafted in the seventh round. He got cut. Mm-hmm. Then there you are. Oh, I could have been in college making $2.4 million a year.
Or $100,000.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. I mean, there's guys over there. Javon Wright. I mean, Javon Wright is an example. If he went in the draft, he might get drafted, but it'd be lower, and there's no guarantees. At Nebraska, he's probably making quite a bit of money here. Not $1 million, but, you know, he's making six figures, I would think, right?
Yeah, and it's more secure.
Secure.
My guess would be he would be on the edge of seventh round undrafted free agent,
right.
And then you're trying to catch on to a practice squad, mm-hmm. and then you're making a lot more than I mean, if you want to compare to any, like practice squad money, which is, I think, what, 10 grand a week or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. I really don't.
It used to be 10 grand a week, yeah. I think, when Brandon Riley was playing, because I think that was the figure. Yeah. But it was, you know, if you're doing that.
That's about right, by the way.
Or you're coming back to Nebraska and you're playing out another year, like, you're, it's just more secure and there's more money there. Mm-hmm. I think what makes it interesting is the type of teams that now can compete or be in the college football playoff with a more senior-laden or veteran team. That's going to be kind of interesting to watch over these next couple of years, like, who emerges out of that.
Retention is easier now. Player retention. Be. Oh, it is.
Anytime that you would get, we'd have somebody thinking about declaring for the draft, okay, then the deal is always, hey, put your name in, they'll give you a grade. Anytime the grade came back, everyone that I was ever associated with, it was like, okay, you're a four to six round grade. That's what your grade is. That could be accurate. But those were all free agents. None of them got drafted in the fourth or the sixth. They didn't. People got bumped back because there's also draft grades where there might be 48 that have a round one draft grade. And there also there's in the second round, your second round draft grade at that, but there's 49 of you. So they don't all fit. And so the number of times I've seen those guys been thinking, that's what they kind of think. And the families think that. Well, it's four to six, so I'll probably go in the fifth round. Nope, went as a free agent. And then once you get to round six or seven, the only cool thing is that your name gets, you got drafted.
Right.
You'd rather be a free agent. So you get to pick where you go because the money is not, it's not like, oh, man, what's there to be being a free agent in a seventh rounder? Hardly anything.
So one of the interesting things that kind of fits right along with this story that Jake referenced here is that teams are excited about the upcoming undrafted free agent crop because we are square deep into the extra COVID year of eligibility. You have older players, so you're getting a little bit more veteran college players that you're going to be pulling out of that pool. That there's some guys that might have been taken in the fifth, sixth round in other drafts that have now slid into the undrafted free agent because there's just so many more people that have skipped a year. Basically, there was a smaller draft a year before. Now you have a larger one, and there's just a lot of excitement.
They're more mature. They're more ready-made. They're more ready for the world.
Yep.
And that,
like, a guy like Nash Hutmaker is going to field a ton of calls.
Yeah, he's ready for the world too. I mean, he's a guy you'd add to your roster, not worry about. It's just see if he can make it from a football standpoint.
Right.
He'll be okay otherwise.
And I would be really surprised if he's not a practice squad guy. Would be really surprised. I think he'll have a chance to stick. I think some of the offensive linemen, like a Ben Hart or a Ben Scott, because they have the ability to play outside or inside, particularly Ben Scott, those guys, Nebraska's had a lot of them undrafted free agents that have stuck in the NFL because they have Jeremiah Searles had the versatility to play two, three positions if absolutely crucially necessary, and you're able to find value in that. And so that always fascinates.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Usually your first hit is the best because sometimes it's like, okay, I was a free agent, got cut, I'll sign another free agency someplace. It gets way harder when you go to the second cut.
Really?
Once you, if you didn't make it on the, when you get whoever you sign with, you better make it with them. There's always opportunities, but I'm telling you, all of a sudden it's like, all right, I got cut, and you call your agent up. What are my opportunities now? Not a lot. Not a lot going right here.
You might have to go down to the UFL and get a futures contract. Oh.
There's all kinds of stuff that goes on. But like,
then it gets hard.
But like we talked about yesterday, Shafe, is that when you get that phone call, you better be prepared to say yes or have some guts, because when they call you, this is directly from an NFL executive I talk to, you know, all the time. He made the calls. Hey, this is so and so. Do you want to sign you as a free agent? That sounds great. Let me think about it. So when you think about it and you call him back in 20 minutes, we're good. There's a great chance he says, appreciate it, but we don't have an offer anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's right then and there. And sometimes you might go, I don't know if I even fit there. I don't know if that's even what I'm hoping so-and-so calls, but that's not who called. Sometimes your agent or someone's telling you, sounds like the Titans are probably going to call you. And the Titans don't call you.
And they don't.
They don't call you like that. And all of a sudden, it's whoever calls you. You better be prepared to go and take with whatever comes first.
That's serious stress.
Yeah.
It's serious stress. Well, remember Lamar Jackson? Was it Lamar Jackson, the corner, the big corner?
Mm-hmm. Went to the Jets.
Yeah. Now, he didn't get drafted.
No,
he did not get drafted. He made it into the NFL as an undrafted free agent.
I remember talking to him on draft day, and I had to talk to him a couple times because he went undrafted. I called him. Then he was really good, but he talked about having to leave the house and walk around the block because he was so stressed out. It was really hard to talk to him almost, because he was very, you know, he's a verbal guy.
Oh, yeah.
He told you how he felt.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost didn't want to hear it. I was like, God, that sounds like a horrifying day, because he thought he was going to get drafted. Then the draft happened. He didn't get drafted. I had to walk around the block.
There's a lot of guys who are thinking they're getting drafted that are not.
And then they don't.
So they get a tough phone. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden now it's round seven has started, and it's just like, oh,
nothing.
Oh, my name has not been called yet.
Because you want it, because it does. If it were me and someone said, you want to be a free agent, you want to get drafted, I'm like, I want to be drafted. I want my name. Yep. Hey, I got drafted in the NFL. That's a cool deal.
You're etched in history
no matter what. It's a cool deal. You would want to be drafted, although your odds of making a team, probably better as a free agent. But then there's a lot of people who are taking the phone call like, hey, the Jets, absolutely. Love it. Love to be there. Win. Yeah, sounds good. You bet. Bye. Like, hey, the Jets just called a guy for agency. Or there's some going, hello? Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. Because they thought they were getting drafted. There's a lot of guys going into this weekend going, I'm not getting drafted. I just hope I get a chance. But they also know, I'm probably going to get the free agency call. I'm going to get that call. And that's going to be cool. And I'm going to be ready to go and do it. But there's some emotions that go through. And then,
And
then how does that affect you when you show up? What? Should have been drafted. Well, don't worry about it now. Yeah. Now you better play good. Now you better, because nobody cares.
Jackson made it work. He made it work. He hitched on. He played a few years in the league.
No, and he was with the Bears. I mean, he's on a few different teams.
Jets.
Yeah.
He made it.
He had some starts with the Jets.
Yes, he did.
He definitely had some starts.
He had some starts with them.
Yeah, he made it. He ended up making it, but it was an excruciating day.
Oh, yeah.
Excruciating for that young
it's man. Always fascinating what the you'll ask some of these guys, and some of them are like, oh, I'm gonna go golfing because I don't want to be watching it, I want to be away from it, I don't want the like to have to think about it, and I think that's kind of what I would want to do.
I don't know,
I would just dwell on it. I know my personality, I would just sit there and just
I'd
dwell.
Be fun to dwell. I'd want to be a dweller. I would. I'd want to be a dweller.
Like a living room dweller?
Yes, yes.
With your friends?
Take the pain.
Yeah, just take
it. As he comes. Nope, I mean, another pick went by. Wasn't me.
Imagine your friends if you had really good friends like that. Hey, 92 just went off the board, not you.
Hey, man, it's the fourth round. Fourth round. Are you getting nervous?
I thought you said you're going in the third.
Whoops.
Yeah. Anyway, as far as that conversation goes, has college basketball gotten better? Because there's so many guys sticking. My perception is yes.
It does seem like it. Basketball is so weird too, because I mean, you would have guys that were leaving to go get money in Europe that are now sticking around because they're getting more money here.
Good players.
Oh, absolutely. In the United States. So
good players.
They knew they weren't going to play in the NBA, which is so much harder to get into because there's just less roster spots and a 2-round draft, and the second round almost doesn't matter. For some teams. So, I think the quality of basketball would be up. There's more older players.
Exactly. I think it's gotten better quickly. This is my perception.
Well, yeah. I mean, I it's hard because with the tournament, you always think of it in terms of like drama and all of that. There wasn't so much of that, but the actual Final Four, the games were good.
Oh, boy.
And the
games, yeah, was great.
I mean, the championship game, once they kind of got past some, you know, championship game jitters, like that played out really well. I mean, it was entertaining pretty much start to finish.
Yep. Older
Even
players.
If there wasn't that much drama in terms of huge upsets or buzzer beaters or all of that, mm-hmm. the actual games were good.
Yeah, it's going to be much easier to have an older roster.
Yeah.
I think that's beneficial.
Before I get to break, Bill, I know you got a plug for Mid-America Speakers Bureau.
The speakers.
Great people, important in your life so far. Tyler and the team.
Tyler Carlson's been incredible.
I'm sorry, his name again?
Tyler Carlson.
And the reason is because this goes on throughout life. People are they want to have speakers. Well, you need to hire a speaker. Who do I talk to? I don't know. I'll talk to my neighbor, see if they know somebody. How good, what's that going to
do? Word of mouth.
How about going to a speakers bureau that has all different levels? And then also you get to reach out to Tyler. It's like, well, what are you looking for? Well, we're going to have this. Okay. And he'll have 10 people in mind. Well, here's some things you want to look at. And you can go through and vet them yourself. But he also like that. There's budgets, right? Anytime you have a speaker, the first thing that comes up is there's a budget. Here's what something very limited. The very time you get the old like that. What's your budget? Oh, we're unlimited. We can pay whoever, whatever they want. Doesn't matter. That's not the case. You do a ton of speaking. Schaefer does speaking. There's different events you go to. So you get a chance to talk to the elite person in Nebraska for speakers, and then he gets to help you guide you. Okay, here's a couple you might want to check out. Here's a couple you might want to go to. And then they can tell you, here's my budget. And he has it already all mapped out for you, and it's a game changer because their speakers, I mean, that's one thing that's made a giant comeback since COVID, is people together and having and bringing in Slack. And it's not all. The thing is, people are, oh, it's motivational. There's some of that. There's some that are instructional. There's all different layers to this of what level they're at. And Tyler kills it.
It went from 7 to over 85 speakers, but again, big vetting process. Not everybody can go speak there.
How do you get a hold of this guy?
MidAmericaSpeakersBureau.com. The website again, MidAmericaSpeakersBureau.com. Tyler, based out of Central City, Nebraska.
Central City.
It took me over a year to get on. He had to come listen to me speak.
Process.
Oh, yeah. It's not just random. You don't just also, okay, that sounds good. Y'all put you on the
put
website.
Put me on the list.
Yeah. Zero chance of that.
I'll
Zero
do it for 500. Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. Gas, don't care. They do the contracts for you.
Do they?
They do everything for you. They arrange everything. That's the whole
service.
That's the beauty. It's a service.
Mid-America
Reach out to him today.
Hero.com. Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the
Ticket. The Thrills!
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.